You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
All right, what's up, everybody? It's Sunny, and I am always, you know, I'm always so prepared to have a wonderful discussion. And we are on our new 14, number 14 of our 25. Look, I'm so excited. I'm just kind of running everything together, but we're in discussions of our 25 motivational tips to supercharge our 2024. And today is number 14. And I can't believe that I've gotten past the midway mark here, but we have been moving along just diligently. And I've been on such a path of least resistance, and I feel like it is coming through my conversation with you guys. So hopefully you're getting some really good nuggets. And today is going to be something that I feel that will continue on the message that we have been conveying for the last 13 weeks. This makes 14. And I wanted to make sure that I could actually hear within my own voice the level of what this next topic is, because it's so important. And today's conversation is definitely about creating your own happiness. And so many people don't even realize that that's something that is their responsibility. And so I don't take it lightly when I say that sharing this is imperative and speaking on it is imperative, because I do feel that we also have to be reminded. There's many of us that knows this, but sometimes we slip and we forget, or we're just not putting forth the conscious thought of making it and ensuring that that stays within our day-to-day processes of life, right? So today I wanted to give just a few talking points on it, and hopefully give you something that can activate your work week, your Monday the way it needs to be. So guys, you know what time it is. It's Monday, and it's time for Sunday's Monday Motivation. Let's go. Welcome to Loudmouth Radio Network. My name is Sunny. As a former professional athlete turned entrepreneur realtor and the producer of Loudmouth Radio Network, I look forward to bringing content to you that empowers, inspires, and entertains you. Tune in each week as we have unscripted and unfiltered talks from entrepreneurship, real estate, politics, entertainment, comedy, LGBTQ topics, day-to-day life, and everything in between. All shows available on demand 24/7 on your favorite podcast platforms. Santa Cena, Temecula Valley areas, and throughout the Inland Empire. Are you looking to become a homeowner in 2024? Register today for the New Home in the New Year seminar hosted by Sold by Sunny. Let's get you from rental to homeowner in the new year. Get the latest insight of down payment assistance programs, whether you purchased a home before or purchasing for the first time. We want to make sure you're provided with the necessary information needed for you to buy your new home in 2024. Look forward to seeing you there.
Diamond Valley Lodge, the one-of-a-kind, unique, exotic dining experience for the whole family. Have dinner with real tigers at Diamond Valley Lodge's 100% safe, unique dinner party experience. Ever dine just feet away from a majestic Bengal tiger? Now you can. A magical evening under the stars with open-air seating in an exotic Zen garden. Just feet away from some of the most majestic creatures on the planet. Our crown jewels of nature. Dinners are served on Friday and Saturday, brunch on Sunday. Reservation only by calling 855-9-TIGERS or 951-390-2670 or visit DiamondValleyLodge.com.
Hi, I'm Hector Calvillo of J&H Automotive, located at 611 West Florida Avenue in Hemet, California. We are a full-service automotive repair shop where you can always expect to receive the highest quality repairs, fairest pricing, best customer service in the industry. My brother George and I grew up watching our dad work on classic cars as a backyard mechanic. His hard work ethic and dedication led us to opening up J&H Automotive in 2009. We started out with a 500 square foot repair shop, and we have consistently grown over the past 15 years to our new 10,000 square foot repair facility in the heart of Hemet. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Call 951-766-5999 to set an appointment for all your automotive service needs.
Okay, so we are going to just really touch on some really good stuff, and I've been really consistent about making sure that I'm holding your attention from 10 to 15 minutes, and of course, I want to always recognize our media partners that have been riding with us during this series, Diamond Valley Lodge, as well as J&H Automotive of Hemet. Both of these businesses are amazing in their own industries, and definitely check them out. Listen to them. You'll hear some information about them during the broadcast. And if you have a desire for either one of those services, please let them know you heard it on Live Mouth Radio Network. Now, I wanted to just definitely touch on why it's important to create on our own create our own happiness. For one of the biggest things is that when we're looking for happiness outside of ourselves and we're putting those dependencies on other people, we are automatically setting ourselves up for a failure that you will not believe. It is not something that is easily recognized when you're not paying attention. It's also something that has to kind of be given insightfully. I believe that whether it's teaching from a parent, your own experience, maybe you've failed in that department and discovered and recognized that you could not, one, create happiness from someone else, two, you can't create someone else's happiness, and that the most important part is that we have that center of control. And so one of the first things that I have in that aspect is define your own success. I think a lot of times our happiness is really playing off of multiple things. It could be the aspect of how we feel our lives are going, the way our jobs are working, maybe things in your life, if they're touching on the places and hitting on those components that you desire. But what about the times when you're not necessarily aligned with all the things that you desire? Does that mean that your happiness cannot exist? It doesn't. You also have to be able to find happiness even in the moments of things when it may not be, it could be chaotic, or it could just not totally be where you want it to be. So that means that that happiness, and only you can convey it and understand what it means for you. But for me, I know that happiness is not something that has to be hinged on a bunch of things external of me. And what I mean by that is that if I consider my happiness to be based upon a relationship or based upon my job, what if the job goes away? What if the relationship dissolves? What if, if because you have a car, maybe you have your favorite car that you're driving day to day, what happens if that car is totaled or you lose it? Does that mean that your happiness goes, it fleets away with these things that you're attached to? I hope not. So that's what I wanted to make sure that the first thing we recognize is defining our own success. And I think that the definition of how success looks for you also helps to make sure that you're not attaching or equating happiness with only when you reach success or when you're having successes. That's another setup for failure. It can't just be based upon, I accomplished this and so I'm happy today, because not every day you're going to, reach that level of challenge. There are things that are going to challenge you that may not complete themselves at a certain time period. So if you hinge your happiness on those things, on your levels of success, you can fall into depression very quickly. And that's just the reality of it. So the other thing that I think is huge, that as a society, because social media is very prevalent, is here to stay. It has a huge audience capture. And so it's so easy for people to compare themselves to other people. And that's the worst thing that you can do. I know it's not as easy as it sounds to not, be centered and focused on other folks, because you have people that intentionally go on social media just to have people's attention based upon what they want you to believe is happening in their world. And sometimes people are driven to create envy or animosity or disruption. And then sometimes you have those who are just living their best lives and they're documenting those journeys on social media in other words. So it's so many various ways in which the world is happening and working. But within that, I think it's important not to get caught on trends or to be hinged on how things look as it pertains to things around you, because it's not always what it seems. And that also falls in position when it comes to people. So I'm going to tell you personally, you know, especially because of the world that I've walked for a long time, even in my personal life when things were disruptive or not necessarily where I wanted them to be, I would put my face on and let the world interact with me based upon how I wanted the world to interact with me, and really would try hard not to look like maybe my circumstances a lot of times. And some of it was heavily driven mentally to allow me to keep going. Another part of it is that when you're dealing with brand image type of business interactions, you know, in my case, media marketing, you know, direct business to business contacts and things of that nature, you are conscientious. But I also learned in the midst of that, even for myself, how it can be challenging when things are not always good and people may not have the same sensitivity to you because they've always pretty much seen you in this upward space. And when it doesn't align, sometimes people are not as receptive. But once again, we're talking about us. So this is why I say it's important not to compare yourself to other people, because it will put you in a space that it can mesh. It could put you in a mind space that's not healthy. And this kind of goes right into my next talking point, which is competition in itself. Sometimes people talk about competition and how it's unhealthy, but competition of self from one aspect to the next level of you. And I'm going to explain that a little bit. So competition lies within us. You're your only competitor. You're really maybe going against one old self to say that this, I'm leveling up or I'm working towards something greater. So it's kind of you letting a part of yourself maybe die down or go away. And so keeping that competition within you is a healthier space than you looking at other people to be competitive. You know, now if you're in a sports, you know, if you're doing something like maybe chess or sports or something like that, I'm not saying that that person opposite of you is not a competitor. I'm not saying that. But from a mind space, from a psychological grab, if you will, of your approach of how you're doing things and seeing things and acting certain ways, let it be centered from you. Let the basis of the foundation of the motivation be from you. Now, people that you are competing against in certain things, they can be a driving force, but they're not the main foundation. You have to be the main foundation. You, your goals, your desires, the parts of you that you want improved, the parts of you you want to dissolve, those are the areas that you're competing with, not the other person. The other person is just, they're part of the obstacle of what you're overcoming when you're in a competitive direct aspect with someone. But as far as us on our social scenes and things of that nature, I'm just wanting to make sure that we don't get caught up on people around us making us feel like we have to drive ourselves based upon measuring you against them. That's where it gets dangerous. Another thing, intentionally seek out what brings you joy. That's huge. For me, like just this space right now, me having my things, I have space, I have organizational ability, I have the ability, you know, the calmness of the space, I have the virtue of the space. This makes me happy. It is a part of my happy space because it allows me to get deeper into those parts of myself that are creatively just in a rage to get out, you know. So it gives me a space that allows me to creatively flow, to get lost into my own thoughts, and then reproduce those thoughts into fabric type of tangible things that you either hear, see, feel, can connect to. that's my value system for me. So I have to say that for most people, we are constantly working on things that are around us, whether it's our children or responsibilities at work. But we have to equate our own working of ourselves to be just as a high standard. And it has to go along with the other aspects of yourself that you're putting time into on a week-to-week basis, on a day-to-day basis, on a month-to-month basis, on a year-to-year basis, because that is the purpose of us being here, is to produce the best of who we are to be in this world. And in order for that to happen, we have to be serious about our stuff. And we have to do things like what I'm talking about today, which is creating your own happiness. And so, guys, I am so absolutely grateful that like this last tip, I'm telling you to intentionally seek out the things that brings you joy. That should be in your feelings, emotions, your actions, your thoughts, all of those areas that are compelling you to the next moment. It all embodies in all of those aspects too. So I am so grateful that we've had a moment to have this quick discussion about our 25 motivational tips. And we're less than 11 away from completion of this series. So I hope that you are getting something from it that can impart some increase in your work week and your day. I hope that we are consistently finding ways to challenge ourselves. And I know that that's part of my day to day. And I just hope that what I'm giving you, you can use. So for me, I'm signing off. I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen. And until next week, be empowered, be inspired, and hopefully I'm entertaining you in the process. So y'all go be great. Later.
Hey, this is Cindy Lemke from the Hemet San Jacinto Valley Chamber of Commerce, and I'm here to invite you to learn more about the Chamber. We have networks ongoing, so you can join us at a breakfast at J&M Restaurant at 9 a.m. every Wednesday. Breakfast is on you, networking is on us. And then we have Women in Business, we have the Multicultural Network, and we have the Valley Nonprofit Network. And then we also have our monthly mixer. Any one of those things, you can be my guest. Give me a call at the office for more information, or just tell me you're coming. 951-658-3211, or you can check us out on the website, hsjvc.com. That's like Hemet San Jacinto Valley Chamber.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and don't forget to join the Chamber and help your business grow.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.